This is a team that, I'm sorry, this is a program that hasn't handled postseason pressure well. Maybe playing away from Swayze could be a little bit of an advantage for them. And you know, Parrish, you make a good point, by the way, against A&M this weekend. They could take, I expect them to win the series, but they could also sweep. And whatever they do in Hoover is whatever they do. But, you know, there's still a good possibility that wherever they're sent, wherever they're shipped off to, that they're the best team in the regional, right?
I think there are a lot of teams that see themselves as locked into regional host right now that are getting ready for that. And, you know, they're marketing people and their ticket people. Everybody's getting ready to host that regional. And, you know, those pairings are going to come out on Memorial Day, and all of a sudden they're going to see Ole Miss is coming in there as a two seed. And they're going to think, man, how do we get this team? That's a team that people don't want to face in their regional right now because they are playing at such a higher level. They have figured out some things, and I believe some pitching has developed. And look, for the last couple of weeks, they've looked like the Ole Miss team that so many people remember for so many seasons and thought they were going to get this year. If they had written off Ole Miss, that, you know, the Rebels are kind of proving them wrong, and I think they're going to make a lot of people nervous when they arrive at their regional.
I agree with that. I do. All right, so third starter is a question mark. You're right on Alderman. Good grief. Is he finding his pop at the plate? I guess you are who you are pretty much on the bump right now, Parrish?
Yeah, I think so. And it's just been late in coming for this team. And see, that's a thing that Mike Bianco's teams have done so well through the years. When they've lost a great pitcher, they've found that next guy. And it just didn't come early this season. You know, we heard all the talk in preseason, the candidates and the guys who were in the mix, you know, to be that rotation. And it just hasn't worked out that way. Neither of the two transfers, John Gaddis or Jack Washburn, neither, you know, jumped up and really took that SEC weekend spot and just held it and did great things. They've had moments, but those guys coming into a program like that, you're hoping one of them is going to find a way to the weekend rotation and be productive. And neither of them were able to hold that. And it's not just transfers. There have been others that just haven't taken the necessary steps. And whereas this team, this program in so many years has found that guy, found that next pitcher or a couple of pitchers, it just took longer this year. And Hunter Elliott was a guy who was mentioned at the very beginning, you know, a freshman, and he didn't jump up right away. And certainly not all freshmen do that right away, but sure. He has found himself. Dylan DeLucia, again, you know, has become a guy who goes deep into games and takes some pressure off the bullpen. And they've come around late.
Freshman Hunter Elliott for Ole Miss pitched a gem on Saturday. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I used before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/OOB and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
Parrish Alford, Ole Miss Insider, has been following Mike Bianco for 20 years. And this guy is not going to go away quietly. And Ole Miss is going to punch their ticket to the postseason. It's just a matter of how it all looks, as Parrish said, on that Memorial Day Monday. What do you... They take, let's say they take the series this weekend. What is the approach in Hoover? Because can you really make? Because I don't know how much at that point you're going to be a two seed on the road. What kind of? How do you approach that if you're Bianco and the Rebels, Parrish?
I think they've put themselves in a position where they need to win as many baseball games as they can. Okay. Yeah, they need to win the Texas A&M series. If they could get to 16, I think if they could get to 16, which would require a sweep, then Hoover changes. I think maybe 16 and 14 in the regular season and a long run in Hoover, maybe get to Saturday in the semifinals, that kind of thing. Maybe you get in that hosting discussion then, depending on what happens in some other conference tournaments and maybe some bubble host teams fall out. But it's just a stretch. It's hard for me to imagine that they would host with a 15 and 15 regular season. I think it would require winning three games this weekend, and I think they're capable of that. I think Texas A&M is a good team, not a great team right now. They've got their own pitching depth issues. Mm-hmm. It would be really, really hard to win three games, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, A&M didn't really impress me over the weekend. I mean, they're good, but Mississippi State's just going the opposite direction and can't get out of their own way. Is there anybody else you're looking on at on the roster or squad that you're thinking either maybe close to doing something or can be a big piece of the puzzle in the postseason for Ole Miss?
I'm not sure. I'm not that in tune with the roster from day to day right now. That would be Michael Katz for us. But I think roles are established. I mean, I don't think there's somebody who's going to come back from injury. You don't have that guy kind of that you're waiting on. I think you get to this point, you kind of know who you are. You've been through the grind, and you've got guys who have been in the rotation and have fallen out and found their way to important bullpen roles. You have guys like that, but I mean, there have been a lot of innings pitched, a lot of at bats. You kind of know who you are.
Parrish Alford, Ole Miss Insider on the Out of Bounds Show and the Corona Premier Guest Line. Also, it looks like Kentucky and South Carolina could open up. So that's something to think about as we march down the stretch and get closer to the postseason. Parrish, thanks so much. We appreciate it. I can't wait to see how this all shakes out. And big weekend in Oxford. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Bo. Have a good day.